Thank you for that, Missy. Appreciate that this morning. We get to go down the corridors of time this morning, and we go back almost 2,000 years now, and we have a kind of a special guest, if you will. And so looking forward to Jim coming and bringing us back through the corridors of time, and we'll be looking at Barabbas this morning for a bit. So come on, Barabbas.
My name is Barabbas. I took part in an insurrection against the Roman government. And during this, I killed a man. I was caught and put in prison to await my execution, which is a penalty for my crime. My prison cell was small and dirty, but it had a small opening in the wall. If I stood to my full stature, I could see outside. Some days ago, I heard a noise in the distance. At first, I didn't give heed to it, but as it drew nearer, I began listening more closely. It was a large crowd. They were doing much shouting. I went to my window to hear better. As they drew nearer, I could hear them shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest!" The people were much excited. Then someone shouted, "Hosanna to the king!" Could a king be coming this way, I wondered? Who could he be? By this time, the roar of the crowd was great as they passed by. They were rejoicing over whoever this king was. Then someone called out the name Jesus. They continued shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna to the king!" I continued listening as the sound faded in the distance. So this excitement was over a man named Jesus. I have heard of this Jesus. Much talk is about him. His fame has spread over all the land. Some say he's the son of a carpenter. Others claim he's the Messiah that is to come. Others say he has divine powers, that he can heal the sick, cleanse lepers, cause the blind to see. Some even claim he's raised the dead back to life. Of course, I do not believe in such folly, but some noteworthy people have made these claims. I should like to meet this Jesus, I thought. About a week passed by, and I was awakened one morning by the sound of another crowd near my cell. I went to my window, couldn't see anything, but they were near enough I could hear much of what was being said. This sounded like an angry crowd. Someone shouted, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" I recognized that voice. That is the voice of Pontius Pilate. I have heard him before. Another shouted, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee." I listened as Pilate continued questioning Jesus. But then after a while, Jesus held his peace and didn't answer him anything. Angrily, Pilate shouted, "Know ye not that I have the power to crucify thee or to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou hast no power over me except it were given thee from above." "Blasphemer!" someone shouted. "His own words condemn him," shouted another. Pilate asked, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" The answer was, "Thou sayest it." I can't hear you. Okay. Pilate cried, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this earth. If my kingdom were of this earth, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Cries of blasphemy. Pilate asked, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Pilate asked, what is truth? He then shouted, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? The crowd cried out angrily. Someone shouted, we will not have this man reign over us. And then for some time there was a murmur among the crowd. And then they shouted, not this man, but Barabbas. Release unto us Barabbas. Barabbas, that was me they were talking about. As I continued listening, the people were demanding my release in the place of Jesus. Pilate cried, what then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? They began shouting, crucify him! Let him be crucified! Pilate shouted, why? What evil hath he done? They kept shouting, crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate cried, I have found nothing worthy of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. Another shouted, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. For whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. They kept getting louder and more angry and violent in their shouting. Pilate cried, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. Another shouted, his blood be upon us and our children. Crucify him! Crucify him! They kept getting louder and more angry and violent in their shouting and were getting into a tumult. Finally, Pilate cried, take ye him and have him crucified, but I find in him no fault at all. The people began cheering, and I knew that Jesus' trial was over. I continued listening as the people went their way. I was troubled. This had to be the same crowd that just a week earlier were hailing Jesus as their king. Now they want him crucified. What could have happened to cause them to change their minds so suddenly? And what about me? Is there a chance I could be released, even though I am guilty of my crime? Some time passed by, and I heard footsteps coming. I jumped up with excitement. The steps came closer and closer. The door swung open, and in stepped two guards. Thou hast been released, they said. Hatred was on their faces, because they knew I killed their fellow soldier. They grabbed me by the arms and led me out of the prison. The door swung shut behind me. I was free. I began running to get away. I was meeting much people going the other way. They must be headed to Calvary, the hill where crucifixions take place, I thought. Suddenly I stopped. Why am I running? I am a free man. I looked in the direction of Calvary. As I stood there looking, I had a strong desire to go and see what was taking place. This would be my last chance to see this Jesus. At first, I walked slowly, but then I walked faster and faster. As I came to a clearing, I could see that three men had been crucified. As I drew near, I could see the people were mocking the one on the center cross. That one must be Jesus, I thought. I walked to a place where I could hear what was being said and then stopped. It was a terrible sight. Jesus had been beaten severely. A crown made out of thorns had been forced upon his head. Much people were there. Most were mocking and jeering Jesus. Some Roman soldiers were on duty. A centurion stood guard near the foot of Jesus' cross. A few were gathered together, overcome with grief, weeping, begging for mercy. Someone shouted, "If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Another shouted, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If thou be the Son of God, come down now from the cross, and we will believe thee." Much laughter. I pondered that thought. If he could do all those miracles as many claim, he would be able to deliver himself. Another shouted, "He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I'm the Son of God." Many laughed mockingly. Yes, I thought, if he were God, as he claimed, he could not be overcome by mortal man and be nailed to a cross. If he were God, he could overcome his captors and deliver himself. I walked forward for a better look. As I drew near, I beheld an inscription on top of his cross that read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." He didn't look like a king or God to me hanging on that cross. As I stood there and pondered this terrible sight, I wondered, what did he do to deserve this? Pilate said he was an innocent man. But then I remembered the Jews wanted him crucified because of blasphemy, because he claimed to be the Son of God. What a waste of a man's life, I thought. If he would but recant and say, "It is not true, I'm not the Son of God as I have claimed," perhaps even yet he could save his life. Why? Why would he make such a claim and remain steadfast in his claim unto death? Unless he did truly believe he was a Son of God. And then he looked at me. His eyes. They were not the eyes of an angry man or a criminal. He looked at me with compassion. As we beheld each other, I sensed that something is different. Then he turned his eyes toward heaven and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." "Blasphemer!" someone shouted. "His own words condemn him," shouted another. Then he turned his eyes toward others standing and said, "Woman, behold thy son." And to the man standing beside her, "Behold thy mother." He seemed not to care for his own needs, but only for the needs of others. How can he be like this when he's dying on a cross? Suddenly I looked to the heavens. The skies are beginning to darken. What is happening? It is but midday. It kept getting darker and darker. Soon the soldiers went around and began lighting the torches that had been placed there for the night watch. This is very troubling, causing great consternation among the people. What is happening? It is but midday. Soon it was completely dark, and the only light was that given by the torches. Then one of the others crucified with him looked upon him and said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He spoke as one having authority, as though he knew he could make such a claim and he knew it would come to pass. A little later, Jesus said, "I thirst." A soldier ran and gave him drink from a sponge on the end of a reed. A little later, Jesus lifted his eyes toward heaven and he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Someone shouted, "He's calling for Elijah. Let's see if Elijah will come and see him." All eyes were focused on him as everyone was watching to see if anything would happen. Nothing did. A little later, Jesus cried, "It is finished!" There was a murmur among the crowd as all the people were contemplating as to what did he mean by that. Then Jesus lifted his eyes toward heaven and he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." He cried with a loud voice, his head slumped forward, his body went limp. No one was making a sound as all eyes were focused on him. I looked to see if there were any signs of breathing or movement. There was none. It looked to me as if Jesus had just died. I had all this I could bear. I started walking away, but I kept looking back. Something was different. Then a very humbling thought came to me. Jesus took my place on the cross. I should have been there, not him. I'm guilty of my crime. He, an innocent man. Jesus was dying in my place as my substitute. Jesus was paying my price, and I have been set free. As I continued walking away, I kept looking back. My heart was burning inside of me. Suddenly, I heard this rumbling sound. It got louder and louder. The earth began to shake. It began shaking more and more. It's an earthquake. What is happening? I look back and I can still see Jesus on the cross. This has to be a miracle of God. The darkness, the earthquake. I look back to Calvary. I can still see Jesus. Could it be? The things they said about him are true. Can it be? He can do these miracles? Can it be? He is the Messiah? Can it be? He is the Son of God.